Hey, this is Pastor Spencer with Racine Bible Church. You're listening to a sermon from a Sunday morning.
Just trying to adjust the mic to see if we can tune it so that my Spanish accent doesn't come out as much, but it will sound more like Pastor Wayne's voice to you, to your ears. So, good morning, RBC. It is an honor to study God's Word together this morning. This song that we were just singing, I believe is our number one song in Spanish ministry. And the words in Spanish come out, contempla a Dios, is to contemplate God, is to contemplate Him on the throne. And that's precisely what we're going to be studying this morning in Colossians chapter 3 as we put our eyes on the Lord and we contemplate on His beauty. So I'm going to ask you to go to God's Word, to the book of Colossians, and we're going to read, we're going to be preaching on verses 5 to 11. Pastor Brennan will be doing the second part of this message from 12 through 17, but I will read from verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. We pray. Father, we want to thank you for this morning. We ask you for the sweetness of your word that will help us defeat the bitterness of our sin. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Church, we are in the series of Growing Stronger. And today we're going to be talking about making progress. I'm going to be doing part one. Pastor Brennan will be doing part two. Church, because we have a foundation with Christ, we have a union with Christ, as we read from verses 1 through 4, we seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated. Church, because of what Christ has done on the cross for you and I, we set our minds on the things that are above, where He is seated, where the precious one is seated, Christ the Lord. You see, our motives and our affections have been enabled to seek and to meditate on the depths of this grace of the precious one. Christ sits on the throne. The Lord reigns, says the psalmist in Psalm 93, and he's robed with majesty. And because he reigns, the world that we live in has been established and will continue to be established as nobody will move it. Because he reigns, ourselves are established in his kingdom and resemble what he is. And we are able to represent who he is. We are in the series of growing stronger. And to take it to heart this year, we must grow stronger in the Lord. We must pursue what is righteous. We must pursue that our motives and our affections that have been altered by the gospel will actually go according to what we put in front of our eyes. Our affections have been transformed to no longer think like this world, but to meditate in the depths of grace. Church, in preparation, as we know that Christ will return, as we understand that we are in union with Christ, in preparation for his return, we must put off all these sins. In anticipation of his return, we must make progress in our Christian walk. We must continue to understand that we are united with him and we are to make progress in our daily lives. Many have started this year by trying to lose some weight, by doing some type of diet or some type of exercise. I'm asking you, as the author of Hebrews says in chapter 12, lay aside every weight and sin which cling so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus. So here are some principles that we're going to be talking about, some principles that will help us make progress, that will help us show progress in our Christian walk. Number one is recognize your weakness. And that we see in verses 5 through 9, to the beginning of 9. And we, church, are weak because it's very hard to do the right thing. We are weak because we are very strong in doing the wrong thing. We are weak because we're trying to please ourselves before we try to please God. And that's the reason, you know, we need to understand that our weakness. But now this is the description, church. This is the description of our old self. That's how we used to be. That's how our nature was determined to be, to follow the symptoms of this world, to follow and hear the voice of this world. But no longer if you have been raised with Christ and if you have died to the impulses that that old nature had, now you put your eyes and you set your minds on the things that are above. So therefore, put away, put to death, kill your sin, what is earthly. Kill. Our sin is what we seek for ourselves. We are to put that away. This is a real doctrine, and we must put it off. Many have believed in the atonement of Christ Jesus, who has paid it all on the cross, and that is completely 100% true. And we should be satisfied because there is no more condemnation. But also, church, we need to understand that the same blood that Jesus poured on the cross on our behalf has enabled us and given us the power to overcome the sins that dwell in our body of death. We are no longer need to answer to the master that governed our hearts in our old nature. We have been freed up from that old nature. Now we need to answer to a new Lord we have a new master, and he has given us the power to overcome it. So recognize your weakness and recognize who the union that you have with Christ and that new life that he has given you. Our text shows two lists of sins to get rid of. The first list has five sins that we must kill. This is a call to action. This is a commandment of the Lord. We need to kill these sins. In verse 5, sexual immorality. This is all distortion of what God designed of sex should be between a woman and a man. This is all that is distorted in this world. Impurity, sinful thoughts, passions, where someone ignites their body to commit what is forbidden. Evil desires is the thirst for those that are looking to do evil to others. And covetousness, which literally means to have more, to possess more at any cost, to want the house of your neighbor, to want the wife of your neighbor, to want the car of your neighbor. This is an evil desire, and we must put it to death. All of these sins are related to sexual and desires that are distorted in us, and they are to bring ourselves to more satisfaction. And the author of Colossians, the Apostle Paul, calls this idolatry. We worship ourselves. We put ourselves in the words of Romans 1:23, we exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men. We auto-worship ourselves, and that needs to stop. The second list in our text has another five sins that we must leave, reject, put away, remove. And they start in verse 8. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. This obscene talk includes abusive language, tone of voice, and attitudes that come out of a heart that has wrath, that has anger in it. And this also includes lying to one another. Do not lie to one another. All this sin must be forsaken. From the anger that comes out, that nests in our heart, to the obscene talking that comes out through our mouth, to the slander that we do to misrepresent someone because he or she is not there to be represented. The Holy Spirit, through the writing of the Apostle Paul, has given us power to overcome these sins, to put out these sins, like if it was old clothing that doesn't fit you anymore. Take it off, put it away, throw it out. Remember that in both of these lists, verse 6, on account of this, the wrath of God is coming. These are signs of destruction, and God will get rid of all of them. There will be no more. All of these sins will be gone forever. And as people that represent the kingdom of Christ, we are to put out, get rid of all these sins. And let us not forget, church, we are a gospel preaching church. Christ received the wrath of God because of the very same sins that we once walked with and were living in them. Put them out. In order to kill the sins, this entails an examination of ourselves, an examination of our hearts. Confess to the Lord that you have sinned and that you need to be restored. He's faithful to do that. confess that considering that this is not an option, that you must be putting this out. That if you are practicing sin, that you must put this out. If Christ is our Lord, if Christ continues to be our Lord in our hearts, and if we are confessing Christ as our Lord, church, this implies obedience. We are to set aside and put our eyes on the heavenly things. We are to set aside on the earthly things and put our affections where Christ is seated. Our affections and devotions are not for us. They're not meant to be for us. We were not designed for that. Our affections, our worship is for God, for Christ who is sitting on the throne. How different are the earthly things from the heavenly things? Very different. The total opposite. So we urgently need to kill these things for his glory. So church, recognize your weakness. Let us recognize our weakness. The heart, our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can understand this, says Jeremiah? It has no remedy. So we must put this off, and we must come to the light of Scripture to continue to be examined and confessing before the Lord that we need to be restored. All sins listed here are habitual sins, and some are targeted toward God in the form of idolatry, and some are targeted to our brothers and sisters. Eventually, it's hurting God himself, and eventually it's hurting his people. The Spirit of God energizes us with the power necessary to sin, to kill our sin progressively. Church, it is time for action. We must process this in our hearts and make progress. And while we're doing that, let's watch the progression of our Christian life. That is our next point. Watch the progression of our Christian life so that we are seeing, in verse 9, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, but also that you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. There are two men before God. One is Adam, and the other one is Christ. There are two natures before God. One is the old nature, and one is the new nature. Which one do you belong to? Which one do you possess today? You must act accordingly to that. We, if we have been risen, we are recreated in the nature of Christ. The sin that resides in our body, specifically in our heart, corrupts that new nature. So therefore, we need to put it off, put it aside, and put the new self. Please notice in your examination that what should come out of your transformation is Christ's likeness. It should be renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. In your daily examination, make sure that you're being conformed to the image of Christ. Your mind is to be transformed, to think like Christ, to set your motives and affections for the things that are above. Church, this year, your way of thinking must be transformed, and your life to see no distinction whatsoever when you're looking at people of God. When you're looking at Greeks and Jews and circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, you will not see a difference between them because you're seeing that Christ is all and in all. When you look at your brother, you are seeing Christ. You don't see the differences in the color of their skin, in the color of their eyes. You don't see the difference in their color of their hair, if they have any, or the language that they speak. You see the union that settles in Christ-like minded people. You only see one body. You only see the new man being renewed. You only see Christ. This life that we have today has an end as we know it. The old man, that nature will be gone, will not be anymore. The new man will be the only one standing. Christ is in all and in all. Meditate on this. Christ is the Lord. He's sufficient for us. We need nothing else. Church, we need nothing else but Christ. Let the whole world have it all. Let the whole world have everything else, but let you and me have Christ. Turn your eyes to Jesus this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you because you have been good. Thank you because of your blessing this morning. Help us to overcome the sin that dwells in our body of death. And help us to become alive for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To find out more about our ministry, contact us at racinebible.org. Thank you for listening.